Well, to the UK now, where British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is announcing new measures aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19 there.
Now we're going to defeat this disease with a huge national effort to slow the spread by reducing unnecessary social contact.
Well, the UK, with about 65 million people, has more than 3,000 cases of COVID-19. More than 140 people have died. Compare that to the US, with about 5.5 times the people, but just 60 more deaths. NPR's Frank Langford joins us from London. And Frank, what new steps is the Prime Minister announcing?
Well, another bunch of new measures that he had resisted before, Robin. I mean, well, yesterday we were watching at the press conference, he was refusing all of this. Today he says he is ordering pubs, cafes, restaurants, gyms, nightclubs all to close tonight. The restaurants can still do things like take out food. He's also going to back up workers because people here are really scared. There's so many people who work in the hospitality business in this country, as is true in the States. And employers are going to be able to apply for grants up to 80% of salary for workers and up to about £2,500 a month. So the government is trying to stand by workers.
Well, we spoke to you about the initial government response, and there was criticism. It was way too tepid. And then there was this report from Imperial College working with the government, but it was stunning. It said, you know, the uncontrolled spread of this virus could kill hundreds of thousands of people there. Did that make people sit up straight?
I think it did. It certainly here in London did. And I, after that report came out, while the Prime Minister, I don't think directly said that that was why he was making his changes, he looked a lot more worried and a lot more drawn. You know, he's a very upbeat politician, and you could see a change in his demeanor. And all along, for the last number of days, he's been watching these press conferences, he's sort of grudgingly giving ground. And each day, it seems, he seems to be learning something new or feeling that things are getting worse, and so he makes a big move.
Now, of course, we had the same thing in this country where people felt that the Trump administration was, you know, kind of poo-pooing the spread here, and now the tone is quite different. And we should mention the lead researcher of that Imperial College report, Neil Ferguson, is in self-isolation because he has symptoms of COVID-19, so I'm sure people are reacting to that. Is anyone talking, though, about total lockdown?
No, and I would want to distinguish the situation here than a place like Rome. Trains are on reduced schedule. There are up to 40 tube stops that have closed. But people are not being forced to stay in their houses. It's not like what's happening in Italy. And I think in Boris Johnson's case, it's very clear he wants to resist as long as he can taking these really tough measures, though he says he will if he has to.
Well, but then, you know, on the other side of that, you know, he will be the one who resisted. Beyond these new, you know, before these new measures today, were people acting as if everything was normal? We know in France, we were hearing that people there were mocking the Italians for going and, you know, staying home.
They weren't treating it as they were normal. I mean, the streets were clearing out, but they weren't listening to Boris Johnson. In fact, there were folks in a pub that we were able to talk to yesterday who said, basically, you know, if the pub's going to be open and he's not going to make us, he's not going to close them down, we're going to go. And in fact, people we even talked to said, actually, what we want to see from the Prime Minister is really strong direction. He should close the pubs, but he can't expect us not to go if he's going to leave them open. So Boris Johnson almost seemed to hear those voices today. Yeah. And he did mention that while people have made an effort here, he thought they could have made more of an effort. I think that's why he's doing it. It's not just urging people to do it wasn't getting the job done.
Yeah. NPR's Frank Langford there in London, as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is announcing new measures to stop the spread of COVID-19 in the UK, including unnecessary social contact. We are all Wuhan now. Frank, thank you.
You're very welcome, Robin.